Hello everyone, this is Dr. Will Clower, and this week in the Stress Week, we've talked about ways to defeat stress, ways to cut it off at the pass, ways to change your basic physiology so that you're better able to deal with the tasks you do have. One of the things that you can do, and this is so important, is to get a good night's sleep. Honestly, I know, I sound like your mother. Get a good night's sleep. And yet, getting a good night's sleep has physiological consequences that cascade into better health, make it easier for you to do the things you know you need to do in the first place. So, here's the deal. As little as 1 week of bad sleep will raise your blood sugar. If you prolong that, you can get insulin intolerance. Another thing that happens is that elevated cortisol and insulin levels can result in increased cravings. Do this. Check this out. The next time you have an awful, 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 awful night's sleep, you get no sleep or very little sleep at all, notice what your body does the next day. You feel hungry. You're craving more. You want to eat more. And all that is your body responding to the stress. It takes fatigue as a stress response, and part of that helps to produce cravings. You need no more calories on board, and yet your body creates the cravings. That's another way that your hunger isn't about calories in or calories out or the gas tank model of health where, oh, I'm low in fuel, so I must eat. It's not true. You create those cravings by getting a bad night's sleep, and the way around it is to get a good night's sleep. Check out our participant manual, because in there we have helpful hints for getting a good night's sleep every single night for your weight, for your health. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, please let us know. info@willclower.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.